Corin Stembridge is on the internet for us today with some sites to begin National Poetry Month.
I discovered that April was National Poetry Month while helping a high school student locate the text of Samuel Taylor Coleridge's poem, Kubla Khan. The search for this poem awakened some long-sleeping part of me. My father is a poet, my mother too, although she doesn't think she is. And even though words always danced in my house, at some point I stopped reading poems. As a child, I was easily caught up, as I think most children are, physically, in the rhythms of poems, swimming fluidly through their language like an otter. But with adolescence, the moment I was asked to disassemble a poem into its parts, I knew I could no longer feel confident that I was reading a poem correctly, and my swimming days were over. This is a pretty familiar story, and is probably why most of the adult patrons who frequent my library do not read poetry for pleasure. Instead, they search for poems only when mourning the loss of a parent, or to celebrate their child's birth or marriage. At these important moments, the distant melody of a poem read in a high school or college literature class calls to us, a tune better than any we could write ourselves. But we all have poems in our hearts and in our heads, and these poems need voices. Nowhere will you see more evidence of this than on the internet, where poetry sites of all kinds are flourishing. On the web, children may pore over Shel Silverstein's poems, or visit poet Ken Nesbitt's Poetry for Kids site, where they will find, for example, Nesbitt's hilarious poem about Homework Harold, a boy who willingly does extra homework. Adolescents have eagerly claimed a vital presence on the net, and there are literally hundreds of places to post poems and to read the work of other teens. To get feedback, or to simply make a statement, a loud lament, or a quiet question. Both adolescents and adults will also find it interesting to browse the Academy of American Poets webpage, or to visit poet laureate Robert Pinsky's favorite poem website, where you can read beloved poems submitted by people from across the nation. During National Poetry Month, it's time to wake up to poetry again. Dare to eat that peach, or take your child for a journey down the road less traveled. Read some poetry. It will make all the difference.